Checking in with Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo to update us on the latest Board of License Commissioners meeting. Hello, Nikki.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm staying warm still.
Yep.
And digging out.
That's all you can do.
That's it.
Hibernation time.
Yes, I like when you have your meetings and you talk about things that are happening in August.
You know, we're getting there.
It gives us hope, yes.
We're getting there. All the charities, all the runs, all the walks, all that are coming in. So we're getting there. It's a
I
sure
know.
sign of spring.
Exactly. Yeah, that and the Red Sox. Those two
Yep.
things.
Yep.
How'd it go this week?
Good, good. There was a full board. We got right to agenda item number one here regarding the request of the Interfaith Social Services for a special use permit for their annual Stop the Stigma 5K. The race is at 9:30 a.m. on April 25th and begins and ends at the Kennedy Center at 440 East Squanum Street. Rick Doan was there to tell us about the Interfaith Services, and this Stop the Stigma 5K is specific in supporting mental health. They expect between 900 to 1,000 runners, which is huge. They're working with the Quincy Police. They have parking at Marina Bay and shuttle buses to the Kennedy Center. Interfaith has been, you know, a reliable source for so many in our city for 52 years, and they're going strong, and supporting mental health is so important these days. So that went through 5-0.
Excellent. Yeah, this has really, really exploded over the past few years. Folks really look forward to it. Yeah.
Yeah, it just goes to show you that so many people are out there willing to help with the numbers that they get, 900 to 1,000 runners. So,
yeah, it's great. It's great. And this
yeah,
all supports
great
their
support in our city.
Yes, they had their New Directions Counseling Center right there at Interfaith. So that's where it supports. That's great.
Yep. Honestly, perfect. Agenda item number two, here regarding the request of the South Shore Children's Chorus for a one-day liquor license for their second annual Evening of Impact fundraiser at the Woodward School, 1102 Hancock Street. The event is from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. on March 13th. Oberoi was there, and she talked about they have 200 students that are in the South Shore Children's Chorus, and this evening of impact is for scholarships for kids that can't afford to get involved, and they've done over 45 scholarships this year alone.
Nice.
So yeah, it's a great evening. That's at the Woodward School on March 13th from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. And it's a beer and wine, and that went through 5-0.
Excellent. Yeah, I've met Kirsten several times. She is so enthusiastic about this program and bringing music to everybody.
It's what an awesome event to again, you know, raise money for scholarships for children that can't afford to go otherwise. So yeah, good job to all of them involved with the South Shore Children's Chorus. Agenda item number three, here regarding the request of the Clifford Marshall and Point Webster PTOs for a special use permit for their annual Family Fun Run and Wellness Expo. This year's event is Saturday, June 6th from 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Nancy Delisle was there and spoke about the Quincy Point event with the Clifford Marshall and the Point Webster PTOs. This offers this event to over 900 students. And there will be fruit and water and things like that, snacks after the run. and Wellness Expo. This is a community event for all of our, so anybody is able to join the event, and that went through 5-0.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. They run, I think they run from Point Webster to Clifford Marshall, and then they have a big party afterwards.
And obviously they're working with the Quincy Police
Sure.
and the community police offices there to make the event safe and protected.
Nice.
Number four, hearing regarding the request of two trunks, permanent jewelry and boutique at 1237 Hancock Street for 1-day liquor licenses for the following vendor pop-up and special events. Sipping Shop, February 14th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. February 28th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. March 7th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. May 2nd from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. May 5th from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. and May 19th from May 9th, excuse me, from 11 to a.m. to 4 p.m. A private event on February 27th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Candle making on March 10th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Resin board making from on March 16th, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Macaroon making April 30th, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Jen O'Brien was there and spoke about the events. The sipping shops are open for everybody. The private event is obviously private, but the candle making and the others are ticketed events. So if you want any information for that, go on to the Two Trunks Permanent Jewelry and Boutique. These events have been selling right out. So if you're interested, you should go to the Two Trunks Permanent Jewelry and Boutique website to get the tickets there. And that did conclude our regular scheduled agenda items. Other business, the Mass Lottery offering Keno monitor for the existing Keno to go agent at Quincy Mini Mart at 263 Water Street. And there were no objections to that. So that went through. And our next hearing will be on Tuesday, February 24th.
Okay, the last Tuesday in February. Very good.
Right.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Nikki. How
Sure.
are the city census forms going?
Good, good. We're getting them right back, so we're encouraged by everybody, getting them and turning them right back over. You could certainly put it in the mail. You can walk it back here. We have a drop box at the front door if you don't feel like coming upstairs, or you can leave it here on the second floor at the city clerk's office. We're processing them as soon as we get them in, and that's very helpful. If you still have it, by all means, please, fill it out and get it back to us. It's for everyone that lives in your household. Please make sure that everybody's listed there. We don't put the children on the forms, but we ask you to add them every year so that if, the census went out and it went to the wrong household and somebody opened it, they don't have that information. But we do ask you to put it on there. It is important to us. It's important to our city. Our city is growing and we understand that. We want to make sure that we're getting the correct number of people that residents that live in our city so that we are able to get federal funding, state funding, grants, make sure that our police and fire are certainly up to par with the number of people that we need to protect in our city, that we have the right number of police and fire, and that goes across the board. It goes for doctor's offices, it goes for minute health centers, it goes for QCAP, all of our interface social services, all of these that depend on grants and things like that, going forward, to make sure that we have the right number of people. And certainly also applies to the jury list, which we understand not everybody likes, but they're going to find you one way or another.
That's right. For the children, do you need their names or just how many children in the family?
Names and
Names.
date of birth.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good.
Oh,
Appreciate
and
the
your
info.
dogs.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
Okay.
We do count dogs in our city. And as a offline, when I was talking to you earlier, we will be getting ready now to start our dogs. Probably, we talk about April 1st being the date to start registering your dog, but we do take mail early, and we do anticipate a postcard going out probably the end of March.
Okay, there's another springtime thing. That's good.
Yep.
All
Yep. And
right.
we'll get into it more. We're working on getting the rabies clinic going and where we're going to have it. We may have a move this year to the shelter, and things like that. We're working on the logistics now, and we'll get the information to you and to the public as soon as we get it.
Okay, that sounds great. Thanks so much for the update, Nikki.
Okay, take care.
Okay, talk to you later. Bye-bye.